Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. Pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a mighty word from God this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts, minds, and soul with a mighty word. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is what
But as long as you're here, I'm not afraid. I bless your name. I worship you. Lord, I come before your throne with thanks and praise.
Said, I have said the Lord always before me.
I bless your name. Lord, I worship you. Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord, I live for you.
Forever I am yours, Lord.
Your name.
Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved.
I bless your name.
I will pray about matters great and small. I will bring my concerns to you, Father. I will listen for your voice, and I will follow in the footsteps of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Because prayer keeps us in constant communion with God, which is the goal of our entire believing lives. Amen. Praise God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunate, Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening, so I will be bringing the message in her place. Amen? Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection because nothing is impossible for God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things, 'cause it's you who gives me strength. We'll be right back.
Praise be to God. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10 in the King James Version. Praise God. Amen. So again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. Joy, unspeakable joy. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, You Are Mine for All Time. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 37, verses 23 through 24, and it says, If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amen. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Psalms 18, verse 30. And it says, As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, the title, You Are Mine for All Time and Beyond Time into Eternity. No power can deny you your inheritance in heaven. I want you to realize how utterly secure you are. Even if you falter as you journey through life, I will never let go of your hand. Knowing that your future is absolutely assured can free you to live abundantly today. I have prepared this day for you with the most tender concern and attention to detail. Instead of approaching the day as a blank page that you need to fill up, try living it in a responsible mode, being on the lookout for all that I am doing. This sounds easy, but it requires a deep level of trust, based on the knowledge that my way is perfect. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it is unto me. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. So if you have something that you want to thank God for what he has done in your life or what he has done in your family's life, now is the time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I would like to give a prayer of thanksgiving. Father, I want to thank you right now for all you have done for me and for all you are going to do in the future. I thank you for all things right now, Father. I want to thank you for life. I want to thank you for health. I want to thank you for strength to make it through this difficult times. I thank you for my past and present and also for a great future that is ahead of me. You know what I need before I ask for it. I thank you, Father, for allowing your will to be done in my life. And also, Father, I wanted to ask you to put a hedge of protection and healing around pastors, Stephen and Kathy DuBose. Heal them where they need to be healed, Lord God. And guide them where you would have them to go, dear God. And I thank you for doing it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection. So right now, I want everyone that knows the Word of God to open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Amen. Praise God.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything make it through.
You're listening to
Heavenly Father, help us to feel your presence in every situation and every circumstances. You are with us, Lord, in times of celebration and in times of sorrow. You are with us when we are strong and when we are weak. You never leave our side, even when it seems to us that you are far away. Today and every day, God, let us feel you and acknowledge your presence so that others too might know you through us. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection. Praise be to God. Because a family that prays together stays together. Amen.
Prayer changes things. Oh, yes, it does. Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm preaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This advice is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm preaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs the good word. I wrote a song for the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day, or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me. A better than kisses from an enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally win. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and take in this proverb that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Prayer of healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you heal our bodies. Heal us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that by your stripes, we are healed. We declare that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. We decree and declare that we are healed, delivered, and set free from cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
it from the Lord, Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would be. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you know what I need before I ask for it. Please help me to clear and pay off debts. Creditors are calling me each and every day. Give me the wisdom and knowledge to get my finances in order. I cannot do this without you, Lord. Help me pay off one bill at a time. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Will you cut that out? Amen. So, again, at this time, I will play another selection. And after the selection, then I will go into the word. Amen. Praise God. Because I know that my God is able. Praise God.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen. Yes, he is able.
He's able.
He's able.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come to let you know that my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yes. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Remember, My God is able.
That my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able. See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able. Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God is able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah, able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah, he is able to make way out of no way. He's God.
God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. I know that my God is able. So at this time, I will play one more selection before our scripture reading. And my scripture reading for this evening is coming from John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. Amen. Praise God. And right now, I'm going to play The Blessings of Abraham by Donald Lawrence. And after the selection, I will come back with our scripture reading and what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe 15 Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Well,
Somebody's going to walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's children.
It's yours. It's yours.
Ah.
It's your inheritance.
Wave your hands as you know you're going to go get it.
Again is coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 16 through 21. Amen. Praise God. Where it says, and this is Jesus speaking. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. And it says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Amen. Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. The man was angry. First of all, let us give God the glory and in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be able to receive our offerings without pain or embarrassment. We have been greatly loved by you. Our offerings are an expression of our love for you. If anyone has brought less than a gift of love, help him or her not to give it. We come not to offer a tip to you for service rendered, but an expression of our love. We give what love we can give. And so, dear Lord, accept our lives as well as our gifts of money, because we love you. Lord, what we bring with cheerful hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, my introduction is, the man was angry. He muttered to the deacon on his way out of church, "Give, give, give. That's all that preacher knows to talk about." The deacon called him back and said, "John, I want to thank you. That's one of the best definitions of Christian love I have ever heard." Right at the heart of this great text is the word gave. It is the word that expresses what love does. For God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. He gave his only begotten son for us. Look at what love does. Hallelujah. My text for this message is coming from John 3 and 16 from the RSV Bible. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Tonight my message is divided into four parts. Amen. Number one, love gives another chance to the creation. Like the Bible itself, John 3 and 16 begins with God. In the beginning, God created the world and all that is in it. The story of God's love is that he was not content to create a world without beings who could respond to him. He did not want to live in an empty universe alone. So from a love that reached out to bring into being those who could be loved and love in return, God created man and woman. But all too soon, it was clear that human love was flawed. humankind would not love back with the same devotion and trust God had given them. Mistrust, disobedience, and pride entered the human family, and suddenly life was out of joint. The humans went into hiding. Nevertheless, God did not give up on his creation. He came searching for the man and the woman. The story of Jesus is that God never really found us as he wanted to, until he so loved the world that he gave his only son. And Jesus came and found us. God has found us in Jesus, not to cast us out of the garden, but to bring us in. Not to condemn, but to save. John 3:17. Love gives compassion to all the world. At unbelievable cost, God's love comes fully to us. He poured all his love out upon us. The warmth of his devotion came cascading down to us in Jesus Christ, God's Son. Every religion that talks about sacrifice speaks of the sacrifice that people bring to their God, seeking to appease him and to justify themselves, but not the Christian faith. The Christian gospel states that there is nothing people can offer to God in exchange for their souls. Mark 8:37. God has himself provided the sacrifice. Jesus is not man's best gift offered to God. He is God's best gift offered to man. Hallelujah. God himself has become the sacrifice of atonement. He died in our place, holding nothing back. He emptied his heart, and the love drained out. Who did the love?
Call from Enfield TX.
Who did the love cover? Whoever believes in him. God loves the world, not just a certain part of it. His love for the whole world is forever a judgment on our petty prejudice. God's love reaches beyond the outer limits of our telescopes. It reaches down to include the humblest and most forgotten person anywhere on the earth. When the church prays for its missionaries scattered around the world, it is praying with the certainty that God intends for all people to be reached and wants every person to be saved. And in our hands, which have been richly blessed, he has placed the responsibility to go to all people everywhere. Our love will cause us to give our lives as he has given his. Amen. Praise be to God. Love gives attention to our response. One of the evidence of God's love is that he pays attention to us and seriously consider our response to his love given freely, but painfully to us in Jesus Christ. Believing in this text means trusting with the whole heart, holding nothing back, casting all that we are in faith upon Jesus Christ. We believe he will save us from death, deliver us from hell, rescue us from punishment that is due to fall upon our sin. Romans 6:23, he who believes in Jesus has no other hope. If he drops us, we are lost. If he forgets us, we are alone. If he fails us, we are helpless. Believing in Jesus is trusting that he will hold back nothing. He will be faithful to us and bring us finally home. Believing is our greatest act of response to God's love. John 3:16-18. No work of worship or service comes before believing. We can do good all our lives and fail to please God if we turn our backs on his son. Love for others and ministry to the world is the healthy and necessary response that believers make to the needs around them. John 3:21. But nothing substitutes for believing. God requires us to believe. John 3:18. Love gives us cause for celebration. As God's love touches us and we are delivered from death, we are released from fear. We are brought from the darkness to the light. John 3:21. We have cause for celebration. Amen. Praise God. The promise that we have eternal life in 3:16 is the antidote to the poisonous fear people feel when they face eternity without the assurance that they will go to heaven when they die. This terrifying fear comes upon believers at strange and solemn moments when they are suddenly confronted with their doubt and uncertainties about the meaning of their lives and the eternal destinies of their soul. And well it might, for without Christ, people are dying without hope, perishing without God. God's promise of eternal life is not only the antidote to our fear, it is the exhilara of joy. It is the cup of salvation, of celebration, excuse me. The lively and joyful hope of the Christian believer is that eternal life has been given to us now, and we may live rejoicing in it today. Praise be to God. Eternal life is a new kind of life. Jesus calls it abundant life in John 10:10, which God intends to bring about in us. And that kind of life is worth living forever. Eternal life is not just living forever with God. It is living God's kind of life forever, beginning now. One lovely Christian said it this way in John 14:6. All the way to heaven is heaven because Jesus said, I am the way. When we walk with Jesus, we have light all the way. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light. In him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praise. Jesus is mine, heavenly sunlight. H.J. Zelli. And before I bring this message to a close, I just want to say a few more things. Amen. So Matthew Henry puts it this way. He said that Nicodemus was afraid or ashamed to be seen with Christ, and therefore came in the night. When religion is out of fashion, there are many like Nicodemus. But though he came by night, Jesus bid him welcome, and thereby taught us to encourage good beginnings. Although weak, and though now we came by night, he came by night, excuse me, and though he now came by night, yet afterward he owned Christ publicly. He did not talk with Christ about state affairs, though he was a ruler, but about concerns of his own soul and its salvation, and went at once to them. Our Savior spoke of the necessity and nature of regeneration, or the new birth. And at one direct and at once directed Nicodemus to the source of holiness of the heart. Birth is the beginning of life. To be born again is to begin to live anew. As those who have lived much amiss or to little purpose, we must have a new nature, new principles, new reflections, new aims. By our first birth, we were corrupt, sharpened in sin. Therefore, we must be made anew creatures. No stronger expression could have been chosen to signify a great and most remarkable change of state and character. We must be entirely different from what we were before, as that which begins to be at any time is not and cannot be the same with that which was before. This new birth is from heaven, and its tendency is to heaven. It is a great change made in the heart of a sinner by the power of the Holy Spirit. It means that something is done in us and for us, which we cannot do for ourselves, and whereby such a life begins as shall last forever. We cannot otherwise expect any benefit by Christ. It is necessary to our happiness here and hereafter. What Christ spoke, Nicodemus misunderstood, as if there had been no other way of regenerating and remolding an immoral soul than by new framing the body. But he acknowledged his ignorance, which shows a desire to be better informed. It is then further explained by the Lord Jesus. He shows the author of this blessed change. It is not worth by any wisdom or power of our own, but by the power of the blessed Spirit. We are sharpened in iniquity, which makes it necessary that our nature be changed. We are not to marvel at this, for when we consider the holiness of God, the depravity of our nature, and the happiness set before us, we shall not think it strange that so much stress is laid upon this. The regenerating work of the Holy Spirit is compared to water. It is also probable that Christ had reference to the ordinance of baptism. Not that all those and those only that are baptized are saved, but without that new birth, which is worked by the Spirit and signified by baptism, none shall be subjects of the kingdom of heaven. The same word in Greek signifies both the wind and the Spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth for us. God directs it. The Spirit sends his influence where, when, or whom, and in what nate measure and degree he pleases, though the cause are hidden, the effects are plain. When the soul is brought to moan for sin and to breathe after Christ, even Christ's stating of the doctrine and the necessity of regeneration, it would seem, did not make it clear to Nicodemus. Thus the things of the Spirit of God are foolishness to the natural man. Many think there can be no proof of anything. They cannot believe. Christ's discourse of gospel truth in verses 11 through 13 shows the folly of those who make these things strange unto them. And it recommends us to search them out. Jesus Christ is every way able to reveal the will of God to us. For he came down from heaven, and yet is in heaven. We have here a notice of Christ's two distinct natures in one person, so that while he is the Son of Man, yet he is in heaven. God is he that is, and heaven is the dwelling place of his holiness. The knowledge of this must be from above and can be received by faith alone. Jesus Christ came to save us by healing us. As the children of Israel stunned with fiery serpents were cured and lived by looking up to the brazen serpent. Numbers 21:6-9. In this observe the deadly and destructive nature of sin. Act awkward, conscious. Act damned sinners. They will tell you that now, charming, soever the allurement of sin may be. At the last, it bites like a serpent. See the powerful remedy against this fatal malady. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christ is plainly set forth to us in the gospel. He whom offend is our peace and the way of applying for a cure is by believing. If any so far slight either their disease by sin or the method of cure by Christ, as not to receive Christ upon his own terms, their ruin is upon their own heads. He has said, look and be saved. Look and live. Lift up the eyes of your faith to Christ crucified. And until we have grace to do this, we shall not be cured. But still are wounded with the stings of Satan. And in a dying state, Jesus Christ came to save us by parting us, that we might not die by the sentence of the law. Here is gospel, good news indeed. Here is God's love in giving his son for the world. God so loved the world. So richly, behold and wonder that the great God should love such a worthless world. Here also is the great gospel duty to believe in Jesus Christ. God, having given him to be our prophet, priest, and king, we must give up ourselves to be ruled and taught and saved by him. And here is the great gospel benefit, that whoever believes in Christ shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and so saving it. It could not be saved, but through him, there is no salvation in any other. From all this is shown the happiness of true believers. He that believeth in Christ is not condemned. Though he has been a great sinner, yet he is not dealt with according to what his sins deserve. How great is the sin of unbelievers? God sent one to save us, who was dearest to himself, and shall he not be dearest to us? Amen. Think about that, love. How great is the misery of unbelievers? They are condemned already, which implies a certain condemnation, a present condemnation. the wrath of God now fasting upon them, and their own hearts condemn them. There is also a condemnation grounded on their former guilt. They are open to the law for all their sins. Because they do not, by faith, participate in the gospel pardon, unbelief is a sin against the remedy. It springs from the enmity of the heart of man to God, from love of sin in some form. Read also the doom of those that would not know Christ, sinful workers of works of darkness. The wicked world keeps as far from this light as they can, lest their deeds should be reproved. Christ is hated because sin is loved. If they had not hated saving knowledge, they would not sit down contently in condemning ignorance. On the other hand, renewed hearts bid this light welcome. A good man acts truly and sincerely in all he does. He desires to know what the will of God is and to do it, though against his own worldly interests. A change in his whole character and conduct has taken place. The love of God is shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Ghost and has become the commanding principle of his action. So long as he continues under a load of unforgiving guilt, there can be little else than lavish fear of God. But when his doubts are done away, when he sees the righteous ground on which this forgiveness is built, he rests on it as his own and is united to God by unfringed love. Our work are good when the will of God is the rule of them and the glory of God the end of them. When they are done in his strength for his sake to him and not to men. Regeneration or the new birth is a subject to which the world is very adverse. It is, however, the grand concern in comparison with everything else but trifling. What does it signify? The thought we have food to eat in plenty and variety of remnant to put on. If we are not born again, if after a few mornings and evenings spent in unthinking merit, carnal pleasure and riot, we die in our sins and lie down in sorrow. What does it signify, though we are well able to act our parts in life? In every other respect, if at last we hear from the Supreme Judge, "Depart from me, I know you not, ye workers of iniquity." And as I bring this message to a close, praise God, and my conclusion is, Look at what love does. It gives and gives and gives yet more. God's love gives his creation a second chance. God's compassion reaches out to all the world and gives us an invitation. And then God gives attention to our faithful response. He gives us cause for celebration, for he has removed our fears and given us life with him now and forever. Come, believe in him, and prepare to go in joy. I hope this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen. To further your walk with Christ. Hallelujah. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 through 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. when we come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and appreciate you for listening to Pray One for Another. Sweet hour of prayer. And I will leave out on all belongs to you. Amen. Good night, everyone. God bless you. And we love you. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.